Reporting by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first person in Britain vaccinated against the coronavirus on Tuesday urged others to come forward and get the vaccine. Speaking after receiving the injection at Coventry University Hospital, 90-year-old Margaret Keenan said, quoting now, "If I can do it, so can you." She received the first of two doses of a vaccine jointly developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Canada announced Monday it would receive its first doses of the same vaccine by the end of December. Here in the U.S., health regulators will meet Thursday to consider whether to authorize emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a second meeting a week later to discuss another vaccine under development by U.S.-based biotechnology company Moderna. The Trump administration turned down the chance last summer to buy millions of additional doses of one of the leading coronavirus vaccine contenders. That decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of doses until manufacturer Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. Revelation comes about as President Trump aims to take credit for the speedy development of forthcoming coronavirus vaccines at a White House summit being held later today. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has reportedly chosen retired General Lloyd Austin to become his defense secretary. That's according to a person familiar with the decision. Austin served under former President Barack Obama, overseeing forces in the Middle East as head of the U.S. Central Command. He would also be the first African-American to run the Pentagon. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The voting count is underway in Ghana. Its national election, which ended Monday evening, the polls represent a tight battle between President Nana Akufo-Addo of the National New Patriotic Party and his rival John Mahama of the National Democratic Congress Party. The race marks the third time they've faced off against each other. Voters in Ghana choosing between a total of 12 presidential candidates, members of parliament, four residents in some 275 districts. The key issues among the voters: education, health, and the country's infrastructure. Election authorities are aiming to have the results by Tuesday evening. Hong Kong police on Tuesday arrested 8 pro-democracy activists over their role in an unauthorized protest last summer, widening a crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The arrests, which include several former lawmakers, are tied to the July 1st demonstration in which thousands defied a protest ban and rallied on the streets against a national security law imposed on the city by Beijing the day before. The arrests come as Hong Kong and Beijing have increasingly clamped down on dissent in the city following Beijing's imposition of the national security law on the city in June, aimed at curbing the months of political unrest. Crackdown has prompted accusations Beijing is violating the autonomy it promised when the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. The United States on Monday placed Nigeria on a religious freedom blacklist, paving the way for potential sanctions if it does not improve its record. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did not elaborate on the reasons for including Nigeria, which has a delicate balance between Muslims and Christians. Other nations on the blacklist include North Korea and Myanmar. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday voted to welcome Hong Kong residents to live temporarily in the United States, vowing to be a beacon for rights as China clamps down on the territory. House move by consensus to issue the so-called temporary protective status for 5 years to Hong Kong residents, meaning that people from the financial hub will have the right to work here in the U.S. and will not be subject to deportation. The initiative still must be approved by the Senate. And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.